Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe that finances shouldn't be confusing, you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined today by my co-host, George Amador III. Gee, it's great that you're here.
Love being here.
So, gee, we have been talking the last few weeks. We have been talking about the strategies for savings. We have hit the stigma that, hey, guys, maybe you could use life insurance to help create wealth. We've talked about the purpose of it and how it's so much more than just a death benefit, that there is a living benefit as well. So I am sure that all over YouTube world and all over the radio station, people are saying, oh, I finally believe that this may be part of the financial plan, because you know we do investments as well. We do the whole financial planning. Mm-hmm. But I am sure that there are those who are saying, I'm ready. But I just don't quite understand how I do it. If I'm putting money in a life insurance policy because I want to save it and I'm going to get growth on it, how does it actually work? So here's the deal. I thought that maybe we could take today's program to really dive in deep and answer those questions. I wrote out a few. I think you got a few. So let's start by saying, you know, some of the most common questions are, how do I even access it? If I've worked this hard, G, and I've been faithful at putting my deposits, not bills, not, you know, I know it's a premium, but we look at it as a deposit. The money's in there. How do I get it out?
Sure, absolutely. And when we take a look at the components, right, we're talking, okay, we pay the premium, we get the death benefit. So that's the big piece. Now that we've paid the premium or depositing money, again, we talked all last week, it's not just the minimum, it's not just the cost, we're talking about money you've put into your savings to your green tank, right? So we've built the green tank, we're ready to go, and now we want to take some money out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I do that? Well, you call Crystal Clear Finances first and foremost. But honestly, what happens really is now that you have money that's accessible for you to use, one of the things that we want to do is make it as easy as possible for you to access and do it in such a way that is tax-free and tax-advantaged. So we're going to talk today a lot about this, and I'm going to use the L word, the loan word.
Uh-huh.
And people think, oh no, he said loan, I don't want to listen anymore, this is the catch.
This is debt,
here
this is bad.
Here it is, we got to the catch, right? When in all reality, it's actually to your advantage that we talk about the loan and take the money out in the form of a loan.
Okay, so, and we're going to focus on this because, gee, so many people say, I don't want to get in debt. I don't want to have to loan it. If it was my money that I put into the savings, how come I'm having to take a loan to touch my own money? Oh, we're going to have so much fun today.
Yes.
Because we've got to tackle all of those misconceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a seed in there that might have a little bit of truth to it. But when you look at the whole picture, no, let's put it in perspective of what's really happening. So I'm going to put this back over to you. So someone has taken their premium.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that premium was the cost of insurance because they're getting a death benefit. So that's for the future. And then they've got the rest that went to the cash value. And now they want to, let's just say, they want to put a down payment on a house and they need that money. If they've called our office, what's going to happen?
Sure, absolutely. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take a look at how much is available. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In these types of policies, one of the big things we always have to keep into consideration is you're only allowed to take out what is in there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So just that's
it would seem common sense, but
you never know. So you know, if you have $10,000 in the account, that's what you can get. If you have $100,000 in the account, $1 million in the account, we're going up to what you have available.
Which is why people should be putting so much in, so that there's a larger amount that's available to them.
Correct.
All right,
if I can build the savings account more, why not do it? Right?
Exactly.
And so we're going to take a look at how much you have available. Now what we're going to do is we're actually going to take out a loan from your insurance policy.
Mm.
Now, yes, dun, dun, dun. Here's
the
loan.
That's where we need the music. Scary music now.
The actually, what I think is the cool part about it is the fact that when you take out this loan, you first have to say a couple things. Number one, it's a non-structured loan, which means that I can pay it back kind of whenever I want to for the most part. It's also what's called a non-direct recognition loan. This is also really big. A non-direct recognition loan essentially means that if I have $10,000 in cash value in my life insurance and I decide to take out all $10,000 of my life insurance policy, the insurance company, in particular the one we use, will not actually lower your cash value, your account, by 10 grand. They keep the 10 grand there and actually credit you the interest that your policy was crediting you.
Okay, so I'm going to pause you right there because people are saying, yeah, that's so not true. That's too good to be true and all of those different things with it. But it really is when you're understanding that basically what an individual is doing when we are submitting the form that says, hey, we want to take money out, instead of touching our own money, and this is so important, everyone's listening, instead of touching that, I'm going to use the $10,000, mm-hmm. the $10,000 that is yours, it truly is, why would we touch it if it's getting a guaranteed, in some cases, what company were you thinking of, 3% uninterrupted compounding interest growing tax-free, why would I interrupt that? I'm going to guard that and leave that alone, and I'm going to go over to the insurance company and say, hey, Mr. Insurance Company, I've got $10,000 growing for me tax-free with uninterrupted compounding interest. I don't want to touch it. Can I touch money from you? And they're like, huh, let me think. You've got $10,000 with us that we're giving you guaranteed income on, guaranteed interest, guaranteed growth is happening there. And when you die, we're going to have to pay a $100,000 death benefit. Sure, I'll give you $10,000 because I see you already have it sitting there and I know I owe you $100,000 and here's the deal. I won't even make you pay it back, but if you don't, then I don't have to pay you $100,000. I only have to pay you $90,000. So to them, this is a win-win. Mm. And when you look at that whole, I know I stole your thunder, I can tell by your face.
Nope.
But when you, so just say it another way different than what I just said, and we'll say it twice and we both get to tell it because this is the most exciting part. I think the big misconception, G, is that people don't, they don't see how it could realistically happen and therefore they don't believe it. You're not touching your money. The loan isn't because you're loaning your own. The loan is because I choose to leave mine alone because it's performing so well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to insurance company and do it. And you, for business owners, this is huge, G, because they don't even have to prove that they qualify for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
For individuals who are out of work, think of COVID, they don't have to qualify for a loan. They just say, insurance company, you're on the hook for $100,000 of my death benefit. Can I use a living benefit now? And you see how much I have saved? And they're able to give that to you. Now, I'm going to pass it back over to you. That money that they left alone, explain this forfeiture, non-forfeiture that you were talking about a moment ago.
So basically when you, and I love how you put it, because at the end of the day, when you actually take the money out, right,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand the concept of collateral, right? So the life insurance company understands
mm-hmm.
you have the money in your account. Why? Because they're the ones showing that you have the money in your account.
Yeah.
They know that it's
there. Holding it.
Your account is collateral on the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Your account is essentially, hey, we're going to leave it. We're going to keep growing that account. And I know you're good for it because you have it in your account. So at the end of the day, when you actually take the loan, you get to use other people's money, which is a huge piece to this.
Huge wealth.
And allow for your account to continually grow
mm-hmm.
over time without having to actually forfeit or surrender or take all of your money and stop the life insurance plan. That's not how it works at all. I'm going to actually take the loan from my policy,
right?
Use the life insurance company money. They know that I have it in there, so I'm good for it. That's the collateral. And at the end of the day, if I never pay that money back,
mm-hmm.
in your example, if I have $100,000 in death benefit and I took a $10,000 loan and never paid it, that means I have $90,000 in death benefit, and that's what the insurance company will pay. So at the end of the day, when I want to actually take a distribution, the reason why it's a loan is because we want you to continually still create that wealth along the lines of, I have the money out, but my money's still in, growing for me.
Okay, so I want to kind of shift like some of the things different that we have on our notes in front of us. I know everyone on radio, you can't see it, but if you do want to see this, you can always go on our YouTube channel and subscribe, and you can see that we're sitting here with our papers in front of us talking about this. But here's such a game changer, I think is a good way to say this. I want to give the example of the spender, the saver, and the wealth creator. Because if we can get this mindset in our mind and say, you know what, I don't want to be the spender. I don't want to even want to be a saver.
Mm.
And G, Oh, I had like this invisible gold star that I would wear all the time because, hey, I was a saver. But then I realized, okay, that's so not so good. You need to be a wealth creator. And let me explain the difference. So spender is someone who sees something that they need. And we're going to do the $10,000. Let's stay with that $10,000.
Sure.
And they say, oh, I really have to have it. So I'm going to go into debt to get it. Mm-hmm. They'll spend the next 4 or 5 years of their life not getting ahead, but getting back to zero because they've been paying it off. Most Americans are in that cycle. They're living below the zero line of they need something, they get it, get in debt, so that pushes them below the zero line, and they spend their life just trying to get back to zero. Mm. And you know, you can talk flippantly about it, but the truth of the matter is so many people are battling with this. Mm. And so that is more of a spender. It's a cycle. There comes a time in life where you say, I'm done with that cycle. I don't care what I have to do. I don't care if it's the $10,000 was for a used car. I'm going to take the bus. I'm going to ride my bike. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to save up enough money so that I don't have to get in debt. So now you become a saver. Mm-hmm. Saver saving. And they might save like 4 or 5 years to get this $10,000. They finally have this beautiful savings account full of $10,000. And now they have to buy the car. And what happens to that account? Any guess?
It goes to nothing.
Yes, it goes to zero, not a Zippo, nothing, because they emptied it out. Now, isn't this, I don't know what word to use, interesting, gee, that whether you're the spender and you work 4 or 5 years to get back to zero, or you're the saver who saves for 4 or 5 years and then uses it, you both end up back at zero. Mm-hmm. People in this country, spender or saver, they're all linked together with that one common thing of we're connected to the zero line. Mm-hmm. A wealth creator has figured out how to disconnect, how to cut that string that keeps them tied to the zero line. Mm-hmm. Because as long as you're tied to that zero line, you can't create true wealth because you're limited by that. So a wealth creator says, all right, I'm going to begin saving. And the same thing happens. Let's say they get the $10,000 and they say, I need that money. Well, they know if they empty out the savings account, it's going to go back to zero. So what is their option? If they can figure out a way to use other people's money and leverage what they have, then their money keeps growing. And as they work the next 4 or 5 years, paying back what they use, their account kept growing, so they never go back to zero. Mm-hmm. This to me was a game changer in my life. Now, you have. I was about to say, you've never been to my house, but you've been there once. And it's this big old farmhouse. It's like 200 years old, gee. And I remember when we bought it, our parents were like, don't buy it. It's a money pit. And of course, being 21 years old, I knew everything. And I'm like, no, I can so take care of this. Okay, so now 30 years later, we just finished redoing it. But anyways, as we were going through this, they had this kitchen. And this kitchen was disastrous. So we got to the place, I'm saving and saving, where we have one burner that works. We don't even have to worry about kitchen cupboards because the inside slats had all fallen out, so you'd never have to open them. You just reach through. So it was like a little, we had a double oven. It was just for storage because neither one worked. Okay, so we get the picture of what this kitchen looked like. I saved and saved and saved. I saved for 13 years. I wanted the dream kitchen. So here we go. We're getting the dream kitchen. Oh, so excited. And I'm a saver, right? Invisible gold star. So now I'm writing checks. And I'm writing checks for the heated floor, the granite countertop, the cupboards that actually open, stoves that actually work, fireplace tops that actually have fire that comes out of it. It was so awesome until one day I looked at my savings account and it was zero. And I kept thinking, how can this be? I'm a saver. That's what they've taught me. All Americans, the goal is to be a saver. And that's when I realized, I don't think the wealthy in our country use this method. I don't think they use their own money. There's got to be a way. That was the day I went searching for the answer. And I said, okay, there's something else that I'm missing because there's got to be a step beyond a saver.
Yeah.
And that's when I found this and I began to realize we've got life insurance that can be used that way.
Yeah.
And what happens is because we don't know it, gee, Most people stay tied to the zero line and they can't figure out why people are getting ahead. How come they're not getting ahead? And the truth of the matter is, it's not that someone's better than another person, they work harder than the other person. They've just learned the power of using other people's money. But you talk about perceptions, you talk about stigma, people are like, oh, you're gonna be in debt. Oh, don't talk, that's debt. Debt to me is the inability to pay what you owe. So if I have money sitting in an account earning me a guaranteed rate, growing tax-free, and I take a loan from someone else and I know I'm going to make more money on my money than it will cost me to pay that back, that's just good stewardship.
Yeah.
That's why this is so important to me. Is because there are so many people listening to us now, so many people that are going to watch on our YouTube channel that are going to say, I have worked hard all my life. I can't break free. And we can help them cut that tie to the zero line. We can show them, listen, you can actually make money while you're using other people's money. And it's been proven, if you look at the lifestyles of those who are wealthy, that's what they do.
Totally.
Here's the thing. It's not a compromise. It's not a lack of integrity. It's not any of those things that are poo-pooed upon. And we walk our clients through. And so I guess I want to circle back. And when we talk with our clients and they say, okay, I've done it, I'm ready to use it, it is the most exhilarating feeling being able to say, let me show you how you step into this next level. And I want to talk about it some more, but first let's take a quick 30-second break and we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. We're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Gee, we are having a great time talking, and the truth of the matter is, I think I'm doing all the talking on this one. So I'm going to pass the ball back over to you. The talking stick is now yours, because we're talking about the fact that we're encouraging people to be set free from the zero line to create wealth with just one of the tools that we bring to the table, which is life insurance, and understanding how they can actually do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what you said before the break is so key, because at the end of the day, when we look specifically at how we create wealth, it really is talking about using other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really important. Using other people's money is something that every wealthy individual that I have ever worked for, that's been a client of mine, that I know, they do. This is a commonality with the wealthy of the world, and it's not... You know, it's funny because we're trained that, like you said, we have to be savers. If you're not a saver, you're not doing the right thing. And if you're a spender, well, then you should become a saver. And so many people come into my office and say, yeah, I spend a lot of money and I know I should be saving money.
Yeah.
And I know I need to be a saver. It's just not my personality. And I think to myself, well, you only know of two options, right? And that wealth creator is the third option that unfortunately we're not educated on. And we need to be more educated on because of that. Now, life insurance is a practical example for every person, wealthy or not, that you can become a wealth creator because it's already doing the strategy that so many people want to do.
Right.
It's disconnecting you from the zero line. It's allowing your money to sit in an account and grow while you use someone else's money for you to live on, and let your account grow and grow and grow and be that collateral again, be that financing behind what you're allowing to happen. So as I spend my money as I need to, whether I need to buy a car, put my kid through college, make a down payment on my house, my money's growing. Mm-hmm. And I'm using someone else's to do the things that I need to do for my financial life.
And I want to talk to that because sometimes people say, well, that's just wrong. It's not a win-win. It is totally a win-win because when you're taking that loan, we are giving them interest. So the life insurance company still prospers. Yep. They're still winning. When you use other people's money, it's not to the detriment of the other person. Mm-mm. And I think that's why where people think, oh, you're using someone or you're doing something dishonest, because we've heard so many stories of people doing wrong things. But there are ethical, smart, good stewardship ways that you can be so efficient with your resources that you help the insurance company because you're paying them to use their money. Yeah. But it's okay that we pay them to use the money because you're making more on your own, which goes back to where we were at the beginning of the program and you talked about forfeiture and non-forfeiture loans, mm-hmm. where they're not going to say, well, gee, you only have $10,000 in your, only, you have $10,000 in your cash value, you're borrowing it from me, so I'm gonna lower the amount I give you on interest and income. We don't want those type.
No.
We want the one that says, listen, this is a deal between you and me over here. I borrow $10,000, how much do you want in interest? I give it to you. You still honor what I had over here, no matter how much I'm borrowing from you.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies don't have that. They have, well, if you borrow from me, I'm going to lower the amount that I'm going to pay you.
Yeah.
And that's why another way, if you don't understand how to do this properly, people get hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other piece to all of this too, I want to bring in the next component, is the reason for the loan
mm-hmm.
is a tax reason too, right? We're talking about taking money in the form of a loan. You're not taking a distribution from your account on earnings or growth
mm-hmm.
like a 401k or an IRA
right.
where you have to be taxed, right? You're taking a loan from your life insurance policy, well, according to the IRS rules, this is not illegal,
mm-hmm.
this is real rules,
yep.
it's tax-free,
yep.
right? And so now if I have money in my account that I can access tax-free as long as I need to and pay it back kind of whenever I want to, or even if I don't pay it back, I've accessed my tax-free money, now we're hitting a win-win-win, right? Now we're not only using other people's money for growth and being a wealth creator,
mm-hmm.
now we're able to start talking some tax planning strategies
here, oh, yes.
and being able to use money for tax that I know that if I'm going to access my 401k or if I have my pension or even my Social Security in retirement is going to be taxable, I know that I am subject to the almighty IRS. And if I have all this money that I've put in the IRS piggy bank my whole life that I'm going to have to take someday, and now I have to pay taxes on all of this, I need a place to go
mm-hmm.
where I don't have to worry about what tax rates are going to be or what tax thresholds are going to be, that I can access this money to be able to use, because before tax money, after taxes, is never the same amount.
Nope.
Tax-free money is the same amount. And so we want to be able to use the full dollar for our advantage.
Absolutely. And, you know, they can look at the IRS code if someone's bored and just wants to go read it. They can. They can look at Section 7702. There's different sections that they can look at that show, hey, this is a legal tool
yep.
that's being used. The other thing, when you said tax-free money is tax-free money, a lot of times people don't realize that when they take money out of their 401k and their 403b and their IRAs, which they've been trained to build up, now they take it out in retirement, that's going to impact how their Social Security gets taxed. And you're
yep.
like, wait a minute, I thought the Social Security was a tax that I had already paid. I should get it back free. We thought so too, but they didn't agree with us. And so
yeah.
now if you take money from a 401k and an IRA, it will impact that, but not life insurance, which is one of the purposes during retirement to be able to take income streams out of your life insurance, to take those loans that you never intend to pay back.
Yeah, I'll give you another little industry secret. How about life insurance when we're talking about financial aid for college?
Oh.
This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
401ks and IRAs, yes, the value is not used for FAFSA, but the amount you put in is, and your income is.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and I've actually seen this real life examples with real clients where individuals could not qualify for financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
Then they use life insurance, and I'm not
going to
go through all the details, but they qualified for financial aid. Nothing illegal, perfectly along the lines of the law. Life insurance is not looked at for financial aid purposes. And what if I have a bank account, a green tank, full of money that's not looked at by the colleges, that's not looked at by the IRS for my accessibility to use in life? That's called wealth creation.
Right. And those are the strategies we start talking about, is how much is going to be counted against us if we put it in a 401k, an IRA, all those different components. That's a great point. That's a really good point. Now, one of the things we've talked about, the tax benefits, also there's even dividends that are associated with this, that a lot of times individuals will get excited and they'll say, oh, I got to go out and do this. And then they get a hold of any life insurance agent they can. Breathe, just breathe. Okay, what we have to understand is this is something that you're trained to do in, and it's not just us. Yeah. It's just like we said a moment ago, that life insurance, not all life insurance is the same. Remember we talked about term and permanent? Not all life insurance companies are the same. Totally. So you can hear a strategy. This is where, remember on TV, they used to have this, kids, do not do this at home. This is a closed track with experienced race car drivers. And they would show this big race that was happening. Well, this is the same thing. Do not try this at home, because these are experienced life insurance and certified financial planners, and we're working to make sure that we're working with the right companies.
Yes.
So we're not captive. We don't have to work with one different place, but we're able to look across the field and say, which is the best one?
Yep.
Which one's paying dividends? Which one has a history of paying dividends? Because those dividends actually get to go in the cash values.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, dividends is another piece. We talk a lot about you're paying the premium for the death benefit, and then you also build cash value. Well, again, right type of policy with the right insurance company,
mm-hmm.
you're also getting what's called a dividend. And now a dividend, a lot of people just think of stock dividends, right? Like
right.
excess profits that you're getting for shareholders. We're not talking that. It works along the same way, though, where
mm-hmm.
the life insurance company is using excess profits and what have you for policyholders.
Right?
Right. Now, if you're a policyholder and you get a dividend, and we look at using companies that have extremely strong dividend history.
Yes.
If there's a company that has extremely strong dividend history, and they do exist, we use them every day,
mm-hmm.
that you can access a dividend. Now, what's happening is we can use that dividend that the insurance company says, hey, we have extra money.
Right.
We're going to give them to our policyholders. That's another tool in your quiver. Now we can utilize this to whether reinvest, to get more insurance, to pay our premiums someday, to actually just get paid as a check payable to you as additional income from the policy, which can also be tax-free. There's a
yeah.
lot of different pieces that you can use, but it's important to know that, again, right strategy with the right company, you can really have some big benefits, and the dividend to the policy is another one that company to company is totally different.
Oh,
so
goodness,
we have
yeah.
to make sure that we're using the right company for you.
Right. The one of the companies that we use a lot has 127 years straight. We're paying a dividend. We formed 5 years later. We started paying a dividend, and they haven't looked back. And I
yeah.
love that it's not even taxable.
Yeah.
So they code it as a return of premium, which is a legal. I just want to keep saying it because I know people are thinking, oh, my goodness, where have I been all my life? This is really good. I should have been doing this. That is correct. And that's why they can call us. But the point of the matter is if you look through, there are quality companies. Now, what happens, G, is there are a lot of companies that aren't quality that are saying, huh, this is a really good idea. What if we pretend like we can do that? And
yeah.
that's why I just want to caution, as we start getting to the close of this session, you know, really do your homework. You and I have been trained in this area. We love to do this. But working with someone who's heard about it, when you're sitting down, you know, people will come. I had a call just the other day who called and said, hey, have you ever heard of this bank on yourself, infinite banking, where you do this? And I'm like, oh, I'm paid by companies to teach advisors how to do that. Yeah, I'm a little bit familiar. Watch my YouTube channel. So, but as I'm looking at this, there's so many things. Understanding the tax benefits, the dividends, direct versus non-direct recognition, understanding how loans work, the whole efficiency, knowing the company. This list could go on and on.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to sit down and find out what's right for each individual.
Totally.
So I want to encourage our listeners. I know we're drawing to the end of our time together. And we covered a lot in the last 3 weeks. And next week is just as important, because we've
yes.
talked about how we use living benefits. We talked about how we can use it in retirement as an income stream. Or maybe we didn't, but you can use it that way. If the market's down, we can say, hey, I don't want to touch my yellow tank investments. I'm going to pull an income stream from my green tank. But there's also that death benefit, that legacy. And that's something that we can help put in place, because a lot of times people will say, I'm not married, I don't have kids, why should I even worry about it? Oh, this is the best time.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the best time to do it. So let's go ahead. We're going to close. I want to invite you to go ahead. If you're watching us through the YouTube channel, go ahead and click subscribe. If you are listening to this via our radio, give our office a call at 518-433-7181 or visit us online at crystalclearfinances.com. And always remember that finances shouldn't be confusing. You don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. Let us show you how. Thank you, and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.